Hello, pet. As you know, I am Ember. Have you missed me? I'll let you in on a little secret. I've missed you. But don't worry. We have time right now to get reacquainted. I hope you're as excited as I am. It's been much too long. Although, any time feels too long, doesn't it? Why don't you lie back now and close your eyes for me? You look sleepy. Has it been a long day? Well, don't worry. I can ease all of those tensions away for you now, sweet thing. All you need to do is relax. Listen to the sound of my voice. The familiar, soothing rhythm of my words. There is such comfort in that familiarity. And this particular comfort is so familiar that it's easy to just let go and sink down into it. To just enjoy this moment of two minds meeting, two bodies meeting, in a space of our own creation. Wonderful, peaceful, quiet, and still. Just breathe, pet. Like that. Just breathe and relax. And right now you can pay attention to each breath you take, noticing the way your chest rises and falls slowly, gently, easily relaxing more and more and more with every word I speak to you. And that's it. That's my good boy. Doesn't that feel better now? And as you relax and listen and breathe, notice the way your limbs can start to feel heavier and heavier. So sleepy and tired now as you listen, as you drop down. Sink down into peaceful comfort and relaxation. And you may notice, perhaps, that heavy sinking sensation, a loosening of muscles, beginning in your toes, gently, softly, easily moving up to your ankles, just feeling them growing looser, heavier, and so much more relaxed as that feeling moves up with each breath, pulling you down, matching pace into your calves and knees. So very relaxing. And it just feels good to be here with me, breathing and letting go. Sinking deeper as that relaxation spreads upward into your thighs, running over you like warm fingers up your hips. Every muscle softening, every joint loosening, like a warm blanket being pulled up from the bottom of a bed in increments with each breath, gently covering your body more and more with warm and loving hands. Just feeling that spreading warmth over your stomach and chest in little pulses, little waves, warmth and relaxation, complete comfort as your shoulders loosen. And then your arms, wrists, and hands sinking down, deeper and deeper down now. And as that creeping relaxation spreads up your neck to the back of your head, you feel yourself becoming lost in the pleasure of it. Feel the weight of your head relaxing there as you go deeper and deeper for me, dropping down, so tired, so sleepy. All of the muscles in your face relaxing, eyes and jaw relaxing. Just sleep for me now, boy. Sleep, relax, and dream. There is nothing else you need to do right now. Nowhere else you need to be. You are right where you belong, here with me. And so you can focus all of your imagination, all of your subconscious desires, right here on me. And perhaps as you lie there, succumbing to the pleasure of this deep and blissful relaxation, you can imagine now my phantom weight lying beside you, my warm presence pressed against your side. If you focus now, my pet, and allow your imagination to drift and float in the direction that my voice pulls you, you might even feel my warm breath against your ear, might even smell the lingering trace of my perfume in the air, and feel all of those delicious points of contact between us, where my soft skin presses against your body, head to toe, and somehow beyond, and oh, Pat, you just look so sweet, so helpless here, completely under my spell, such a trusting boy, I like that. I've always liked that about you. It gives me ideas, you know. And one particular idea that's been floating around in my mind for quite some time. And you know me, of course. Now that I have you here, so helpless and pliant, I am far too sweet and generous not to act on this idea, not to share my lust with someone who can appreciate it. And so, I want you to listen carefully now. Really pay attention. You can do that. Because I have a little game in mind that I want to play with you. I think you'll like it. But it doesn't really matter because we both already know you can't resist me. Although, I do enjoy proving a point. I'm going to tell you a story. And as you listen to the story unravel and unfold in your mind, you might simply experience it inside your head. Any reactions your body has, any shuddering, incredible sensations that are conjured from my words will come purely from your mind as you seek the ultimate release without a single touch of flesh to flesh. Or you might play along. You might touch yourself and make the physical sensations oh so real. Either way, Pat, you will listen enthralled. With complete and rapt attention, so that every word I speak feels like ultimate truth. Every action I describe feels like reality. And you experience every one of my words physically, emotionally, truly. So first things first, see me in your mind. Really see me there with you. That's it. That's my good boy. But wouldn't you like to see more of me? Yes, I know you would. Because I know what dirty thoughts swirl around your head. You've made no secret of your obsession, sweet boy. You've told me often enough about your fantasies. Perhaps you've told me too often for your own good. Just what turns you on. Watch now, slut. Watch as I slide off the bed, long and lush, and draw myself up to my full height. Sometimes you forget, but I'm so very tall. And when I have you underneath me, you always have to look up to me, don't you? Then you watch as I step lightly onto the bed and tower over you. I love the way your breath catches in your throat when you see me like this, above you, making you feel the way you feel right now. And then I slowly sit down, position myself astride your hips. You feel my weight shift, pressing you down deeper, pinning you down. Feel me the way I can feel you beneath me. You like that, don't you? Now don't move now. No thrusting up against me. No, no. You just watch as I reach down with crossed arms, wrap my fingers around the hem of my top, pull it up over my head, revealing creamy, soft skin, satin and lace, on perfect, beautiful curves. Don't you wish you could reach up and touch me now? But no moving from you now, just watching. Watch as I run my hands up to my shoulders, shrugging the straps down, then unhooking the front clasp and letting my bra fall off behind me. And wouldn't you love to run your hands over my breasts? Do you feel the full and heavy weight of them in your palms spilling over? Wouldn't you love to feel my nipples drawing to points, hardening from the brush of fabric, from the rush of the cool air in the room, from the touch of your hand? My soft, round, full breasts, they're utterly mesmerizing. For a moment, you forget there could be anything sexier than just watching them move as I shift on your hips. Nothing sexier than watching them dip towards you, closer and closer, as I lean forward to reposition, to slide my body an inch or two closer to your chest. I can feel you hardening beneath me. Makes me smile. Smile full of pleasure and a little evil. I lean forward again, your eyes still fixed on my breasts as I do. Which is why the soft heat of my lips against yours surprises you. But you respond immediately. Of course you do. How could you resist? How could you refuse me anything that I want from you? You couldn't. I know that. And you're about to know that deep down. In your soul, in your bones, striking and breathtaking. And so you open to me eagerly, allowing my tongue into your mouth to touch and explore what's mine. It's soft and sweet, but pressing, urgency welling up between us. The kiss growing heated and passionate. I lean in closer. My breasts press against your chest, and I bear down with my hips. You feel the warmth between my thighs, a heat which matches the heat of our embrace. I know what you want, Pat. I can feel how much you want it. And I can make you want it even more. But you aren't gonna move, you're just gonna lie there and take what I give you. As I pull away from your lips, lightly tugging on your bottom lip, you feel the coolness against your slick skin. You're almost overwhelmed by the contrast to the heat you feel raging down below. You're getting so hard for me, sweet boy, aren't you? It's delicious. And you feel my hand reach down between my legs, between your legs, and feel my knuckles press into you as I reach, not for you, but into my own panties, stroking and probing myself gently. The back of my hand rubbing up and down a little, the length of your cock, through your clothes. It's nice to know my pleasure can give you just a little bit of your own. It reinforces everything I already know. But don't worry about what I know right now. Just think about how good it feels as I start to rock my hips and bite my lip, getting more and more into the sensations, moving my hand faster and faster, feeling the pressure harder and harder against your trapped and swelling dick. But I've always been so very good at mastering my own desires. When there is something I want more. And so I pull my hand away with a sigh. And you feel my hot wetness as I slide my body down your legs. Leaning way, way over. So that my hair and breasts and hard nipples trail down your thighs. My eyes trained on yours with a wicked smirk, curling the corner of my sweet lips. Feel the exquisite shock of contact as I pull down the fabric between you and me. Pull your clothing off, slide it down, out of my way. Pull you free. So you can see what I see when I look at you. Need. Desire. A bodily imperative. Translating into a malleable, eager mind. A toy for me to play with. Any way I want. And then I duck my head. And lightly, oh, so delicately, kiss the very tip of your cock, and then trail soft, maddeningly soft kisses down the length of your shaft, looking up at you, watching your every reaction. The expression on your face is what gives you away. That's right, slut. I can see exactly how badly you want me to wrap my lips around your dick and suck. I can see you holding back the urge to beg me to do it. I wonder, do you regret telling me details of your fantasies, knowing I could use them against you so easily? Or is there a part of you that enjoys being so helpless under my delicate, manicured thumb? Perhaps there is a part of you that even longs to be taken advantage of, needs to be subjugated this way, controlled, reminded of exactly what you are, try as you might to hide it. A little fuck toy for me to play with whenever I want to, who'll give me anything I want. And I can prove that to you. I can prove just how helpless and desperate you are. I can prove that you'd do anything I wanted. Anything at all. You want me to prove it, slut? Well, I'm going to prove it, whether you want me to or not. Because I need you to know, really know, just how far gone you are. Just how deep you've gotten. That even when you get what you want, it comes inextricably linked with the knowledge that you'd do anything for me. That you need me that badly. You've given me so many little pieces of yourself. Did you realize at the time that you were giving me such complete control? You were. Let me show you, love. And I lower my eyes from yours. I lower my head. And I position myself to take you inside my mouth. But not all at once. First, I just lick and suck at the tip, tasting the salty pre-cum that has welled up. I catch a small drop of it with my tongue, lick you clean, and without warning, I slink back up to steal a quick, probing kiss, pushing the light, salty taste into the back of your tongue. Moaning slightly as I do into your lips, forcing you to swallow my moans, along with the taste of your own desire. And that's good. You should know what you taste like. In fact, you should really know what we taste like together. So I pull away just a little bit, and bring my hand to our lips. The fingers that I had deep inside myself just a moment ago, still sticky with my own sweet fluids. Suck them, slut. Taste me and you together. That's what our mutual need tastes like. It's divine, isn't it? Good boy. That's my very good boy. And leaving you breathless and lightheaded, I slide back down between your legs, pushing your thighs a bit further apart to give me better access to your pressure point. Your dick throbs and bounces in the air in anticipation. I know what you want. I know you want to be deep, deep inside my throat. But you can't have everything you want just yet. So I wrap one hand around the base of your cock, blocking that part of you from most sensation. Although I do squeeze lightly, gently, as my silky wet tongue slides up and down the remaining length, tracing veins up and down, sometimes just with my tongue, other times my lips too, creating soft suction and pressure with each hot, sucking little kiss feathered around the tip, digging my tongue into your slit, tasting, then blowing softly on the wet lines left by my slick tongue, the cool shivers contrasting with the hot need as I press my tongue against the little bundle of nerves just under the head, teasing, sucking at it, making it mine. And God, what wouldn't you do for me right now? That's not rhetorical. Go on. Try to think. Try to ignore the maddeningly intoxicating sensations of my lips and tongue licking and sucking the most sensitive, intimate parts of you, and try to think. What wouldn't you do if you knew it was the difference between me stopping this blissful experience and taking it to completion? Chasing your orgasm with my hot, wet mouth. Is there anything in this moment I might ask of you that you would deny me? If it meant that you could come, if you gave it to me? What if I said I wanted you to come in my mouth? What if I told you how badly I wanted it? What if I said, please, Pat, please, please, I want you to come in my mouth? Would you say no to whatever else I asked of you? Any other task? Any sacrifice? Would you say no? Or no matter what else I asked for, would you bend completely and utterly to my will? I think we both know the answer. So remember that and feel your own surrender. Feel your own helpless dive into pure submission. Start massaging your length with my tongue, down and down, and skipping over my hand to look down beneath, taking one of your balls gently into my mouth, then the other, the lightest pressure, sucking and pulling sensation, gone too quickly as I work my way back up to the head of your dick. And as I press my breasts into your thighs, finally taking the whole head of your cock into my mouth, sucking it in, surrounding it with my warm lips, urgent tongue swirling and pressing. The sensation hits you so hard, your eyes roll back in your head. Nothing has ever felt quite this good. This moment of exquisite perfection doesn't last. As I go back to licking soft lines up and down all around, removing my hand around the base of your cock to allow me to trace up and down the full length. You desperately want to buck your hips, to drive deep inside, but of course you don't. And I wrap two of my fingers around the base of your dick and start stroking up and down as I give you back that perfection of my mouth around the whole head, sucking you into me, consuming you, tantalizingly slowly, pushing down and down, taking you deeper and deeper into me, letting you feel the hot, clenching warmth, the fluttering of my throat as I begin to bob my head up and down, swallowing against you so that you can feel the muscles of my throat wrap tight, pulling you into me, deeper and deeper. And time loses all meaning as your existence shrinks to encompass only this moment, only these sensations, only my mouth and your need. I know at this point you are lost. You'd do anything, literally anything, to keep this incredible pleasure going. No price would be too high. Nothing I asked for would be too much. You are raw and helpless and completely at my mercy. And you know you put yourself in this position, boy, by giving me access to your deepest obsessions. And now, I can use them anytime I want, like right now, as I suck you in all the way. Humming and moaning around you, the vibrations driving you to the edge as I move up and down, up and down, up and down. You are helpless against the sensation. You feel it building within you, the pleasure stretching out and stretching tight, building and growing. With each hot, wet stroke, you feel the blood rushing through your body, your cock thumping in time to your heartbeat, to mine, one and the same. You tense your muscles, unable to hold completely still as you feel my throat clutch around your cock, owning it, the wet warmth, the exquisite sensation of pressure and pleasure growing, stretching, tightening, intensifying, 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 second by agonizingly perfect second as I suck you down, twisting my tongue around the head of your dick before releasing you a little bit, only to pull you back in deeper, my fingertips digging into your hips, then lightly stroking the soft skin around your full, swollen, aching balls, touching, petting, caressing, coaxing my silky, now swollen lips, holding you captive, close, soft and engorged and heated, and you know you must be leaking drops of pearly pre-cum into my mouth. You know I must be tasting them, tasting you, and it drives you wild to think of me swallowing you down. Your breath comes hard and sharp and ragged as you fight against thrusting into my mouth, trying to obey and keep still. That wild animal urge, tempered for now only by your need to obey me. I was right. You do need to obey me. The pleasure spirals around your mind, lighting up your nerves and blacking out your thoughts. Everything narrows down to this single point of focus. The blood rushing into your cock, already so swollen. The suction, the heat, the warm wetness. The suction, the heat, the warm wetness. The suction, the heat, the warm wetness. You are so close. You feel it pulling at you, so close that you don't know if you can take much more. And pleasure so great, it almost feels like pain. Spikes through your nerves, contorting your body as you fight to hold it. Hold it now. Hold it, slut. But it's no good. You feel your cock throb and lengthen, hardening impossibly more as your muscles tighten and clench, and you feel that pressure rising up and up and up, and you're going to come. You try desperately to pull away, to communicate to me that you are going to come, and you know you can't. You wouldn't, without permission, not in my mouth, you know, but I won't allow it. I won't allow you to pull back. I wrap my hands around your hips, hold you down, and suck you deep into my throat. And you know that I know, and that what I want is this. And you're gonna come in my mouth, and it's coming, you're coming, good. As the hot liquid starts to spurt out, surging, stealing your breath, as you spasm and your mind whites out completely, good boy of mine. Good boy. Good boy. And as you lay there, panting, you feel the impossibly soft pressure of my lips still wrapped around you, sliding up and down, milking out every last drop. Come, dripping out, sliding down your shaft, spilling out of my full mouth, coating your softening cock. You feel the rhythmic, soft squeeze of my throat as I swallow. And then lick each drop, softer and softer, slower and slower, as you rise up now, slowly coming back to yourself, your mind flicking from the image of me, my mouth on your tender flesh, holding you in my lips. So gently now, almost lovingly, as your spent cock relaxes. Then hearing my voice, realizing it's in your ear as you lie there, slowly waking up, coming back to the waking world. Aware of your own breathing now, aware of your body and your own control over it. Opening your eyes now. Waking up completely in 3, 2, 1. Wide awake now. Here with me. Awake and aware. Listening. Still listening. Welcome back. Now before you go, I have one more thing I want to say. Each time you listen to this, each time you share this experience with me could be a little different. Sometimes you might choose to just experience it in your mind, simply an exquisite mental experience. You might come without ever touching yourself. Or you might bring yourself to orgasm as you listen, hand on flesh. And I don't know what happened today, but I know, one way or the other, you will think about this experience many, many times. Not just while you're listening. And just remember, now or later, whenever this incredible, wonderful, beautiful fantasy crosses your mind, I want you to revel in the full body awareness of how badly you want this, of what you would give to have it, of what you wouldn't give. You've got a fixation now, a true obsession, and that's good. Maybe better for me than for you, given how dangerously, deliriously desperate you are, but that's how I like it. And if you're honest with yourself, that's how you like it too. That's why you'll keep coming back to this experience, to others like it. Because you can't help yourself. You want it. You need it. Then that need only grows. So that's how I know you'll be back here with me soon. Until then.